How was your lifestyle? How you could manage it?
It's so scary, and it's you cannot manage it. It's so scary and worried life.
How did you maintain your life?
Up
to present days.
Like it's you get holiday 4 days in a month. You work 1 month. You get 4 days.
What did you do in these 4 days?
Well, we stay in our camp, but without work. Like relax in our rooms, because sometimes we have missions.
But when you are at your home?
Staying in home, not going outside. Just to see our family or give them some money to help them. That's the most thing. I made a family after that. Because
you got married?
Yes. Yeah, married, and I have 2 kids. And so I try to stay with them inside. Mm-hmm. I cannot go outside, you know. Because you cannot thinking what will happen if somebody see you.
Why did you choose to come to Finland?
Finland, it's as I think, it's the last country of the world, you know, and it's cold country, and I like cold country. And I didn't find myself in Iraq with Iraqi people, with all my respect for
them.
That's
not how.
Yeah, like...
Which way?
Like I'm... As you see my skin, I'm so white. Like even the American told me, why you are so white, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the area where I live, it's most of them are brown. So when I walk, most of them look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, every group in the world, there is stupid people. So the stupid people try to bother me or to talk to me because they see somebody, he's weak. You know, mm-hmm. if you are brown and muscles and something like this, uh-huh. they cannot touching you or talking to you. But you know, we are peace people. I like it. You see me now. I'm just like a. I like a peace.
Peaceful.
Yeah, just like to live in a peace, and I don't want to bother anyone. But when they see somebody like this, they thought he's weak. They can make fun of him or try to hit him, and he cannot defend about himself. But I can't defend about myself, but if I have to defend about myself, I have to at least have a 20 or 30 fight in a day. And in my area, there is some people don't care if they fight with anyone. If he's hit me, you know, he's didn't get any hurt. If I hit him, I have to pay for that a lot of money, mm-hmm. like a few millions, you know. For defend about myself, so it's hard life.
The tribe,
yeah, the tribe. Yeah. But I find myself with American people and with British people, South Africa people. You know, British people. I worked with a special security company like G4S. We have it here in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
We have G4S also in Iraq. But I didn't work with that company. Different company, but same work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I work as supervisor, watchkeeper,
mm-hmm.
something like this. Yeah, and you know, they have a nice culture. They respectful. Everything is good with them. Mm-hmm. Like you can feel safe with them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I chose Finland, it's almost the same culture, almost the same countries, like Finland, same country with them, mm-hmm. and it's Europe. It's one of the Europe country,
mm-hmm.
and. It's cold country, and you know, here we read about the, I think Finland, it's the first or second
mm-hmm.
best education in the world.
Ihr fragt Ahmed Yassir, was er denn nun gemacht hat im Irak, wie er denn nun über die Runden gekommen ist. Und Yassir sagt eigentlich nur dazu, naja, es wäre alles furchtbar schwer gewesen und er hätte immer im Haus bleiben müssen, weil es so gefährlich war und dass er eigentlich letztendlich dann doch eine Familie gegründet hatte, 2 Kinder hatte und das alles sehr schwierig war und er beklagt sich über die Diskriminierung. Er sei ja sehr hellhäutig und die anderen dort seien eher dunkler von der Hautfarbe her und man habe ihn sehr diskriminiert, man habe ihn angegriffen, sich über ihn lustig gemacht, ihn sogar verprügelt und die Situation sei so für ihn, hätte sich dagegen nicht einmal wehren können, weil man dürfte ihn schlagen, aber wenn er zurückgeschlagen hätte, dann wäre er bestraft worden, nicht der andere, sagt er. Und deshalb sei er eben nach Finnland gegangen. So praktisch, Finnland ist ein kaltes Land, das gefällt ihm, möglichst weit weg, so weitesten Ende von Irak entfernt. Und was er auch noch sagt, er hat sich immer am wohlsten gefühlt mit Amerikanern, Briten und denkt, dass Finnland eben eine ähnliche Kultur hat, wo er sich wohlfühlen wird. Und außerdem hat Finnland ein gutes Bildungssystem.